Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1250, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, and I stopped and discussed it with them, and I was about to leave them when Henry Bauer came along in his automobile and stopped where I was, and he asked me what I knew about it, and I had to stop and talk with him, and I finally got loose from him and went over to the home of Mr. Ersenbach on the corner of Pulliam and Washington. The child, when I arrived there, I found Mr. and Mrs. A.D. Marcus, Mr. and Mrs. Charlie Ersenbach, and my wife, and a little later Mr. and Mrs. Sig Selig came in. Here again the subject of conversation was what I had seen that morning and what the detectives had told me, and what I had told them, and how the little girl looked, and all about it as far as I knew. I stayed there until about 5 o'clock, when Mr. Ike Haas, the vice president of the pencil factory, telephoned me to come over to his house, and I thereupon went over there, and on arriving at Mr. Haas's home, which is situated on Washington Street right across the way from the orphan's home, I talked to him about what I had seen that morning, and what I could deduce from the facts that were known and what the detectives had told me. I stayed there until about 6 o'clock. On arrival at Mr. Haas, I saw there his wife, Mrs. Haas, his son Edgar Haas, and a cousin of my wife's, Montefiore Selig. Mr. Wife had left word with Mrs. Haas that I should call for her at the residence of Mr. Marcus, which is next door, or just a few doors away, and I went by and called for my wife at 6 o'clock, and a few minutes before 7, my wife and I left the residence of Mr. Marcus and started down Washington Street towards Georgia Avenue on our way home. On our way home, we met our brother-in-law, Mr. and Mrs. Chaz Ersenbach, going to the house from which we had just left. We reached home about 7 or a little after for supper. After supper, I started to read the paper. Between 8 and 8:30, I phoned up to my brother-in-law, Alex Marcus, and asked him if he would come down, but he said he thought he would not that evening, on account of the rain. I continued reading there in the hall that night or evening. There was company at the house of my father and mother-in-law. Among the company were the following people, to the best of my recollection, Mr. and Mrs. Pickett Coleman, Mr. and Mrs. Ike Strauss, and Mr. and Mrs. Carl Wolfsheimer. About 10 o'clock, all the company left, and I went upstairs with my wife and retired about 10 o'clock. The next morning, I arose about 7 o'clock and washed and shaved and dressed, and while I was so occupied, the doorbell rang, and my wife again answered the door, and there were two detectives down there. One was John Black, and the other, I believe, Mr. Hazlitt, Hazlitt of the City Detectives. I finished dressing and went downstairs, and they told me they wanted me to step down to headquarters with them, and I told them I would, but I stopped and got my breakfast, finished dressing and got my breakfast before I went with them. We walked from my home on Georgia Avenue down to Washington Street, down to police headquarters, walking the whole way. On the way down, I asked Detective Hazlitt what the trouble down at the station house was, and he said, "Well, Newt Lee has been saying something, and..."